It's Friday of the fourth week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today the Roman station is at Sant' Eusebio. Saint Eusebius was a 4th century Roman priest. In 359 he defended Saint Athanasius and the faith of Nicaea against the Arian Emperor Constantius II, who had him starved to death. It is thought that he died here in what had been his house. This house church was later absorbed into a basilica in the early 4th century, and the church is first mentioned in written sources in 474. Much of its present appearance comes from the late 18th century. The bell tower, however, dates from the 13th. In the vault is Anton Raphael Meng's Eusebius in Glory, showing the saint pointing to the Greek words consubstantial with the Father. There is also a chapel of St. Celestine V here, the pope who abdicated in 1294 and is honored as a saint. The church was once entrusted to the Celestines, founded by Celestine himself, before the order was suppressed under Napoleon in 1810. Yesterday in the Vetus Ordo, we heard two accounts of miraculous resurrections, one by the prophet and one by the Lord, both involving widows. Pius Parsh says those texts were aimed more at penitents, while today's are directed to catechumens. Today we hear the gospel of the raising of Lazarus at Bethany. From the third station of The Way of the Cross by Joseph Ratzinger. Adoramus te Christe et benedicimus tibi, quia per sanctam crucem tuam redimisti mundum. From the book of the prophet Isaiah. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all. Man has fallen, and he continues to fall. Often he becomes a caricature of himself, no longer the image of God, but a mockery of the Creator. Is not the man who, on the way from Jerusalem to Jericho, fell among the robbers who stripped him and left him half dead and bleeding beside the road, the image of humanity par excellence? Jesus' fall beneath the cross is not just the fall of the man Jesus, exhausted from his scourging. There is a more profound meaning in this fall, as Paul tells us in the letter to the Philippians. Although he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. In Jesus' fall beneath the weight of the cross, the meaning of his whole life is seen, his voluntary abasement, which lifts us up from the depths of our pride. The nature of our pride is also revealed. It is that arrogance which makes us want to be liberated from God and left alone to ourselves, the arrogance which makes us think that we do not need his eternal love, but can be the masters of our own lives. In this rebellion against truth, in this attempt to be our own God, creator, and judge, we fall headlong and plunge into self-destruction. The humility of Jesus is the surmounting of our pride. By his abasement, he lifts us up. Let us allow him to lift us up. Let us strip away our sense of self-sufficiency, our false illusions of independence, and learn from him, the one who humbled himself, to discover our true greatness by bending low before God and before our downtrodden brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, the weight of the cross made you fall to the ground. The weight of our sin, the weight of our pride brought you down. But your fall is not a tragedy or mere human weakness. You came to us when, in our pride, we were laid low. The arrogance that makes us think that we are ourselves, can create human beings, has turned man into a kind of merchandise to be bought and sold, or stored to provide parts for experimentation. In doing this, we hope to conquer death by our own efforts. Yet in reality, we are profoundly debasing human dignity. Lord, help us. We have fallen. Help us to abandon our destructive pride and, by learning from your humility, to rise again.